Commercial fishermen in the Upper Lynn Canal are working overtime after a flood of sockeye salmon showed up last week. So far, this season is shaping up to be a good one, with decent returns, healthy harvests, and larger fish. Wednesday, August 10th is officially Alaska Wild Salmon Day. And with an extended opener this week because of abundant sockeye, Lynn Canal gillnetters are celebrating hard. Last week saw a couple of escapement records set for the number of reds through the weir on the Chilkoot River.
It's a phenomenal push of fish all at once.
Mark Soggy is Haines' area management biologist with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. He says a week and a half ago, the cumulative total of sockeye through the weir was around 30,000.
Now we're at 76. So we more than doubled. We've had a record, both a record week and a record daily escapement over 13,000 in one day, and 40,000 for last week.
He says there were clues that the big run was coming, but the count at the weir had fallen off the week before. So he was a little conservative with the openers.
Not this opening, but the week before, I did just a 24-hour opening, and we harvested about 20,000 sockeye probably in that week, and that was more conservative than people had done in the past probably. But at that point, we were sitting at 31,000 at escapement, and our goal range is 38 to 86. So
on Monday, Soggy hit the water to scope out the numbers and where the fleet was fishing. He says there were about 60 to 70 boats, which is a little low compared to the size of the fleet.
A lot of the boats were attracted to what was happening down further south in Taku, and in the Snetisham Hatchery actually has a chance to produce a huge number of sockeye. So I think that drew a lot of boats.
This week's fishing period in Section 15C was extended by emergency order until Thursday because of the sudden flux of sockeye. And it may be prolonged until the weekend, though nothing has been decided yet. The size of the sockeye on the Chilkoot side, which were scrawny last year, are a little more plump this season. As for the Chilkat, the department is not expecting a big year, and Soggy says some fishermen are reporting smaller fish, though that might just be the early run. At the fish wheels on the Chilkat River, about 3,000 fish have been counted, with a steady 50 to 100 fish per day. Soggy says the numbers at Chilkat Lake are okay at around 20,000 so far. That's just above the minimum number that the department likes to see by now.
But right now we're tracking okay. Our expectation is not for a strong Chilkat run, but you never know.
Harvest numbers for sockeye aren't tabulated yet, but the strong chum run earlier this season saw at least 800,000 netted. The return of pink salmon was low across northern southeast. The commercial season in northern southeast lasts through September with Klahini and Chilkat chums and Chilkat sockeye. But Soggy says until he knows more about those numbers, he'll err on the side of caution when it comes to opener lengths in the near future. Soggy says as far as he knows, the price of sockeye and chum have stayed pretty consistent throughout this season at around $1.50 per pound for reds and around 60 cents for chum. Last season saw prices drop after two previous banner years. The average for sockeye last year, according to Fish and Game, was just over $1.50 per pound, while chum averaged 44 cents. Next week, the fishing period doesn't open until Monday at noon instead of the usual Sunday. That's to coincide with the Juneau Salmon Derby. And Soggy says it'll give subsistence fishermen in Chilkoot Inlet more time to get their share on the weekend without the conflict of commercial boats. The commercial salmon season started on June 19th in the Upper Lynn Canal and runs until about the second week of October. Of course, that all depends on the fish. In Haines, I'm Jillian Rogers.